innercitygeeks.net.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. Steve here. And joining me today, I got Alex.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, yes. And it's just us two. It's just another duo episode. I was going to say solo episode, but that just it's not right because it's two of us.
Yeah, imagine what I'm going to say. Hey, Tyler Durden.
I have multiple personalities.
And you met me at a complicated time.
Right, exactly.
It's and a then weird we hear that moment.
Song. Yeah, then we hear that song. I forgot the name of the group or whatever. But where is my mind? Where is my mind?
I actually don't know that song.
That's the end song from Fight Club. At the end of the movie, when all the credit card company buildings got blown up, and Edward Norton and Helen blah 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 Carter whatever.
Helen exactly Bonham. It's from the Pixies. Yeah. The Pixies is the song. It's the band.
Yeah. So that song, "Where's My Mind," at the end when at the end of the movie when everything's blowing up, and then they show the quick view of the fucking big ass cock in your face.
Mm-hmm.
So Manvir Random Cack from Fake Love.
That's one of my favorite movies too. I forgot about that shit.
Dude, let me tell you that right now, man. Like, when it comes to a lot of like geek dudes or whatever, Fight Club is always usually on top of the list. Myself,
it really is. It really fucking is. Because it's such a great fucking movie.
Another one, Pulp Fiction.
Fuck yeah. I was watching that shit the other day.
Yeah, and it makes me laugh because for me, it's like, I always go backtracking to it because we always got to mention Batman, the 89 Tim Burton Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is one of my favorite movies of all time, one of my favorite comic book movies of all time. Like, and I will get into the debate of saying that I still think Michael Keaton, portrayal of Batman is one of the best. People would say Christian Bale, but I didn't like Bale. Bale to me as Batman, I was like, yo, why do you sound like Brian? Brian like barking at somebody. Ooh, ooh. See,
Bale was a better Bruce Wayne.
No, even as a Bruce Wayne or whatever, he was just a conceited asshole, right? And and I get
Which,
it.
That if you think cat. About it, that's how he is, though.
But what I liked about, what a Keaton's portrayal was that at least with Keaton, like, it was, like, a big difference. Like, he was still a rich guy, whatever, but at least he was approachable.
Yeah, he was. He was actually more, like, yeah, like you said, he was approachable. He was also more believable as, a regular person.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing of, you wouldn't expect him to be Batman. And then, of course, the whole thing, everyone's just but he's, 5'0". It's like, yes, but no matter what, it's still a movie, dude.
Exactly.
I mean, Danny DeVito's, 3'1", and they made him look like normal size, kind of?
Exactly. Exactly, because they made everybody else fucking, they made him stand up above shit and shit.
Or the secret. How do you have DeVito still, looking around the same height as Batman, whatever? We put him on a stack of phone books.
Uh-huh.
It was like, can you repeat that? We put him on a stack of notebook of phone books.
It's a fucking step stool.
Yeah. They got it. And now it's known as a squatty potty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
It is like, oh, this helps me. This helps me shit. Wow. Is that how it works? I guess so.
It's exactly how it fucking works.
Yeah. All right. So,
what's good, dude?
Let's start with you, dude.
Huh?
It was funny. I was gonna start it with you because let's change it up for a second. What have you been up to? This is gonna be first time.
Let's see. I've actually been listening to a lot of music the last couple of days, and I've So because of course you know I listen to some random shit other than you know my usual heavy shit, but I'm actually like. It's actually something that kind of plays into what's going to happen later on today in the episode. Is I was listening to a lot of In This Moment, and I went back to their first album, The Beautiful Tragedy.
Wait, is that the one with the guns? No, right?
No, that's not the first. That's their third album is the one with the gun show.
That's a fucking awesome song, by the way.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, like. From A Beautiful Tragedy to their latest album, which is The Ritual, they have changed their style so much because their first two albums were completely different. They were, of course, they were more like hard rock, and it was a lot more melodic, a lot less screaming, a lot less, you know, it was more kind of like a pop punk type sound in a way. You know, it had all.
It reminds me of the...
what?
Go ahead, dude. I'll just chime in after you say what you were about to say.
It kind of sounded a lot like fucking like everything that you would get like out of like the late '90s, as far as like the pop rock type shit that you would hear.
Oh, and like, I enjoyed the barrier breaking kind of thing.
Yeah, like it was like hard rock kind of. Teetering into metal, but not really, because it was still really soft and very melodic until their third album, which they was like, fuck it, let's switch it up, because we're like the Maria Brink, which is the lead singer, she was like, yeah, I kind of got tired of that shit and I wanted to try something new, and in trying something new, that's what got them into that whole metal side of things.
Kind of reminds me of like the whole, well, even though it's like not the same, if you will, but quite the opposite. How like Gwen Stefani was in No Doubt, and you know it was more like, you know, like rock, like more rock and stuff, and then later on she started becoming more poppy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like you get what I mean. Like you change from one thing to another, but. You know, whatever, it works for people. I mean, artists, you know, artists always want to try something different. And,
oh yeah,
you know what?
That's the good thing about it. You could always
except with corn and the pap in totality. That was just no.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
What's funny is I have a friend that actually that's his favorite corn album. Before he likes dubstep, so I was just like, you go to your room.
And that's the thing now, though. It's like it could be everything. Like I've said plenty of times that, you know, music is so subjective that like we can love it, but other people are like, oh yeah, this is garbage.
Well, I mean, I think we discussed this in the past, but for me, as a Spanish dude, well, you know, Puerto Rican, right? That growing up. As a kid growing up, I was like force fed a lot of Spanish music, and I don't like Spanish music. And in my opinion, and you know, people like argue against me, but like I said, it's just because for me, a lot of Spanish music sounds the same.
Yeah, because honestly, like a lot of it is the same. And this is coming from somebody that actually like enjoys the fuck out of it, because I listen to it all, and I enjoy the fuck out of it all.
You know, I'm saying I listen to a lot of different things as well, but for me, it's just like Spanish music. I'm not a fan of. I mean, Spanish metal, yes, right? Like, you know, Spanish hard rock, yes, right? Yeah. But like the stereotypical Spanish stuff, like salsa, merengue, like you know, stuff like that,
yeah.
Bachata. I'm not a fan of, because to me, what's not saying.
That's fair.
Right, and you know, and growing up, my dad, rest his soul, right? You know that. He used to listen to. It was the trio band. You know, the almost every person played guitars, and it sounds depressing as fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the type of shit that my parents used to listen to.
Yeah, so, you know, and my dad loved that shit, but he grew up with that, you know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, it just
doesn't last. That's also all, like, fucking, like, drinking music and shit.
It is, because it makes you want to drink. Like, you listen to that music, it sounds depressive or whatever. It's like, I need a shot.
I need a shot or 25.
Yeah, and then, since there would sometimes my older brother, well, one of my older brothers, right? Like, he'll just play some of that stuff just to remind us of dad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like when we hear it, it's just like, you know, it's just like, ah, this music sucks, but you know, it makes you think of dad. So it's just like, mm-hmm. I can tolerate it for him.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel you.
Yeah.
So what else? But besides that, I watched a couple things. I've been watching a lot of AEW. I was catching up on the last few weeks of it. And this week I watched the latest episode or whatever of the fucking the Bash at the Beach. But this one was at the fucking on the Jericho cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome, dude. Like having a whole televised event on a fucking cruise. It's fucking dope. Kind of makes me want to go on a fucking cruise now.
Yeah, I'm a few episodes behind when it comes to AEW, but it's just as late because of personal stuff and work-related things that I've fallen behind on certain things, like shows and everything, too. Yeah. But I will admit this. During the long weekend that we just passed, I saw everything a crisis, so at least that, nice. You know, I'm good on that. So, nice. And then from that personal project that I mentioned, you know, the non-commissioned piece for my boss.
Mm-hmm.
After the third cut, that she loved it, and I was able to pass it. I was like, I'm happy. That's, you know, one less thing to worry about. So now I can go back to other pieces that I'm working on here in front of the people, and I've been trying to put like stuff up for the, you know, for the new. For the new issue,
mm-hmm.
I have a set idea that I want to do. I'm gonna actually this weekend. I'm going to type up the first cut of the dialogue, and you know, I'll send it to you once I'm done, of course. And then from there, because I mean, like I said, I have two, three different ideas because it's based off of something that we talked about in the past outside of the podcast, which is you know how it is. Like whenever we're on the train, we always go with random conversations.
Yeah.
I thought about an old random conversation that we had that would fit perfectly as a segue from the last issue.
Okay.
It's like, I'm gonna write up something, and I was like, I'll let Steve brainstorm a little bit with me. So like I said in the past, that what I really like doing is at least, you know, going back and forth with you on this, because it brings me back to when we started, because it was our idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Sounds awesome. Just let me know.
You will do. And then the other thing for me, actually, you know, so I went from Pokemon Sword to now, you know, starting over with Pokemon Shield because I have both.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, that. And then the cool thing was that during that last weekend, I actually found my old Switch game. So there are a bunch of Switch games I have that I haven't touched yet. So I was like, oh my God, I can go now play Breath of the Wild, which is one game that I've had for quite some time that I haven't opened because I was playing other games. But then what sucks is that next week, Smash Brothers is coming out with a new character and Mortal Kombat 11 is coming out with Joker. So I'm just like, son of a bitch.
Yes, I didn't see that. Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, so... I'm not going to have a life for a few weeks when it comes to gaming. It's like, what are you doing, Mortal Kombat? Mortal Kombat Smash. It's like, is that a new game?
I fight and fight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Russell Crowing it. What do you mean? Fight around the world. But yeah, but it's been that, dude. Like, you know, and the cool thing is that at least I've been getting back to my creative side when it comes to drawing and stuff too. So, you know, I mean, I would love to do more stuff, but it's just after that project, I'm just like, I want to do more writing than, you know, start with then, you know, after writing, I'll go back to artwork again. Because, you know, after that whole criticism thing from the boss and all that stuff, I was just like, yeah, I need a break.
Like, yeah, you know, sometimes you need to take a break.
Yeah, because the whole thing is this, and like artists sometimes, like, you know, like, get this. There are just times where, like, when you do so much, where you just like, you just want to step away from your craft, and you just like, I'll go back to it eventually. I'm not saying I'm gonna spend months not drawing it. Like, no. It's just like, you know, after this big task that I did, I just kind of want to like decompress a little bit. Now, the other thing is, I'm up to date when it comes to Harley Quinn as well. That fucking cartoon is awesome.
That show is great, dude.
Dude, like, that is...
It's that probably is, one of the best right shows there, I've seen for fucking animated shits in a while.
I want to find out, do they have a new episode today or no?
They should, because there's supposed to be 12 episodes, I believe, for the season. So there should be another episode today.
Yeah, because last week was I think it was the Dave episode, and mm-hmm. I will be honest with you. I think I told you from last time. I love King Shark because, you know, fucking Ron Funches.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite character in that whole series is Dr. Psycho.
Yeah, Dr. Psycho is awesome because he's fucking psycho, which
but,
is fucking insanely cool,
dude.
Well, I'm not saying he's like, dude.
The Tony Hale, the voice of Dr. Psycho, aka Forky from fucking Toy Story 4. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I like the voice actor, whatever. I just love because he's funny.
He's great.
So yeah, so like, I think was it last week's episode when they I want to say. When they brought back the Queen Fables, that episode.
Yeah. That's what I was loving. The fucking, what's her face? Fucking Wanda Sykes.
Yeah. So the Queen of Fables, that episode, like everything that played out in there was just so fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. And like, what was it? There was one part that, like, I think Dr. Psycho was taking care of something else and goes back, what the fuck? Like, you know, he was like, really? I guess. And just the way that he, like his inflection and everything on there, I was like, it's fucking perfect. I love Dr. Psycho.
Yep. That one and fucking, the one of my favorite episodes so far this season is the fucking, the one that they were getting into her mind.
Oh.
I think it was the episode before this one that just aired, I think, the seventh episode, I think it was.
Was it Frankie Muniz or whatever?
Exactly, yeah. it's been cool in the middle.
Oh my god. Oh.
That show was great. There's a lot of good shit about that fucking show.
Yeah, and then you're gonna laugh at me. So when it comes to music for me, I got a few tracks for, like, you know, the theme songs from AEW. Okay. And one of my favorite theme songs right now that I love because just the style of it is Kenny Omega's theme.
Yes, I was just thinking about that fucking theme earlier. I kind of want to get that shit as a fucking ringtone.
Dude, that theme song is so fucking like late 80s, 90s anime, Japanese wrestling theme song. And I fucking love it. And I was like, I played it for my friend Marlon, my coworker, right? And I was just like, dude, this song will be like a perfect montage song for like an anime with like a lot of
fun. It really is. It really fucking is. It's one of the best fucking things ever. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this shit is fucking great.
No, like, the other theme song that I love because it's just so like, it's like super catchy is the Jurassic Express theme.
That one's pretty good too.
Yeah.
Like, AEW's actually pretty on point with their fucking things, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, And just because of like I like Jericho, I actually downloaded Judas, and the only reason why I really like that song is because, you know, I like Jericho. But the like I'm not trying to be bad. It's just I'm not really a Fozzy fan like that. But I only like a few songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Jericho, that one song is probably the best fucking song that he has. The fucking, his, like, biggest fucking single.
The what, Judas. The one that just came out recently?
No, the Judas. Okay. Judas one is probably, like, the best one. Like, all the other ones.
Judas is good, but... I mean, you already know, dude. I like Nowhere to Run because it sounds very... Like, very, like, pop Ozzy, like I said last time.
Yeah, no. Fuck that.
Brian ran out like, hey! Why you guys gotta hate on the Fozzy?
Yeah, a lot of the Fozzy stuff, like, it's cool, but it's not, like, it's not great, unfortunately.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, like, hey, no, but you even said it before when we said, like, everyone has their taste, everyone has their thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like how, you know, even though we rip on Charlie on, you know, Dave Matthews and stuff, yeah, but, yeah. You know, but they Matthews does have a fan base. I don't know how and why, but, you know. Yeah, but like I said, I don't know how and why. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm just like, really? This? But.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I mean, there's music that I love that I know people don't like.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And vice versa.
Yep.
But yeah, but I digress on that. And we mentioned what you did, we mentioned what I did. This is some geek shit, dude.
Yeah, but before we get into some geek shit, I actually found something that was pretty fucking, it was pretty funny. It was something that, like,
okay.
that, It's kind of weird, but kind of funny at the same time because, of course, you know, because of social media and shit, you know, how you know, there's stupid shit that happens on fucking Instagram and Snapchats and fucking Facebooks and shit, and when they have the fucking ice bucket challenge or whatever the fuck challenges that they have and shit. But apparently there's this.
Listen, for me.
For
me, is that whole Disney shit. That Disney shit. That what Disney character are you?
Yeah, that's the newer thing, right? Yeah. That one.
Yeah,
like, I think yesterday and today, all I've been seeing is the fucking, like, oh, yeah, am I LinkedIn or fucking Instagram or Twitter pictures?
Oh, okay, so, yeah. It's four spaces. The first one is LinkedIn. The second one is Facebook. The third one is Instagram, and the fourth one is, I think,
Tumblr. Like one of the dating sites and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I seen the one that, like, had me dying was the one from Jeff Dunham. He did one for Bubba J.
Huh.
And then the other one that he did was for Ahmed the Terrorist. That one was pretty cool too. The one that I found fucking hilarious was the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger put up.
Right. I didn't see that one. Which one is that? What is that? What was his?
Well, the one for him, it was the LinkedIn was him in a suit, but, like, I think it's like an older picture. The second one was like a family picture or something like that. The Instagram one, I think it was the workout one, and then the last one was him, excuse me, with like one of his muscle things that he's in his undies. So it's just like, you know, that was the Tumblr one.
That's funny. But one that I actually wanted to talk about was, of course, you know, there are always different types of social media, but there's a new one that's kind of. Well, not really new. It's been around for a couple of years or whatever. But the one that I want to talk about was TikTok. TikTok is one of those super weird fucking social networks that I don't really fucking understand. but I kind of get it because a lot of the shit that comes out of there is actually pretty fucking hilarious.
Is that the one that sometimes that they put like they'll dub it over?
Yes. Dub it over so, with like, a lot of the things that you see on there is basically like, you know, either people dubbing over like a fucking song or something, or they're dancing to the song or some shit.
Or a video clip that, like, you know, they're doing dialogue or something from a right, movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's something. Some things that do on there, but there are also a lot of funny stuff on there. But of course, you know, it isn't a whole social media thing. So there's also some weird shit that happens on it. And one of the weirdest fucking things that came out of this fucking place is the soy sauce challenge. I don't know if you heard about this thing, but with this soy sauce
challenge, go ahead.
It's basically an experiment that kind of started in 2013, but kind of disappeared after a while. But it's basically a challenge for... It's fucking disgusting too. It's for dudes to put their balls in soy sauce, and they claim that they can taste it through it. Like they taste the fucking soy sauce through their balls. Like what?
The silence right now is just like. You're wasting soy sauce to put your
yeah, putting perfectly good soy sauce. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, like, you're ruining soy sauce with your nut dumplings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just fucking like it's pretty fucking retarded.
Now it's just kind of funny. I was just like saying like, oh my god, it's from under nut dumpling cheese.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's gonna be the name of the episode, Nut Dumplings.
Nut Dumplings? Yeah, there you go. Copyright into the Geeks 2020. because it's perfect vision.
It really is. It really is. But no, this shit is what? Why?
Now, the thing is this. Who was, like, the first person to do it like that and then be like, you know what? I can kind of taste it, like.
Like no, you can't. Like according to somebody, they were basically saying like, oh yeah, you know, if you do it or whatever, you could literally feel like you could taste the fucking the salt on the tip of your tongue or whatever. Which is like okay, then no, how is that even fucking possible?
No, the whole thing is this though. Do they record? Like, do you see them actually? Like, you know, like. Actually show their dunking their nuts, or would you have to just take their word for it?
No, from the video that's on the thing that I sent you or whatever, or the article, it's basically like they don't physically show him fucking showing putting his nuts in the thing, but you can kind of tell that's what he's trying to do.
Oh, so you gotta like take that dude's word for it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Oh, yeah. I believe I can taste it.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Are you up for the challenge?
Yeah. Then after a bunch of people tried it or whatever, fucking doctors came out basically saying like, yo, this is stupid. Stop putting your nuts in soy sauce. And don't do it again.
Oh man.
Because you guys are stupid.
I can see right now some people. Oh my god, I'm picturing now that people are gonna order, you know, when they order this Chinese food or whatever. Yeah, I'm gonna need a lot of extra soy sauce.
Yeah.
Keep it coming. Keep it
Can
coming.
I get 15 packets of soy sauce, please?
And then that's the team, only give you two. The most you need for their rice is like 2 pushing 3.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck you need 15 for?
It's for my nuts.
Listen, I really like it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna salt my nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gonna be nice and salty. I want to taste them. Yeah, I just don't want to put them in my mouth. I don't want to put it in my mouth. I just want to, you know. I want to, you know. I want to marinate them. Ugh. It's fucking weird. Marinate your balls with fucking soy sauce. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nut dumplings and soy sauce. That's a number 15 combination.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
And if you're lucky, whatever, it may come with an egg roll too.
Come with a fucking fortune cookie saying like, yeah, how about you go fuck yourself? Yeah. Yeah, so that's fucking weird. That's some weird shit. I wanted to talk about it because it's kind of like what the fuck is this world coming to type shit.
Dude, you're talking about a world that had the whole thing of the Tide Pods, fucking snorting condoms, and what is it, the Kiki Challenge and all these other miscellaneous scum bullshit?
Yeah. Lots of dumb bullshit. Yeah. Well, it's sad.
Being a dumb bullshit or whatever, one of my favorite new things now is, I don't know if you know what is Screaming Cowboy meme?
What?
The Screaming Cowboy meme?
Mm-mm.
Or like the yodeling or whatever, something cowboy? Right, so like, let's say, for example, if there's like a scene where someone is like, let's say, for example, they're skating or something like that, and they hit their balls, they'll play that scene of the cowboy. That, okay, so I'm going to send you a link right now. So, get the idea.
Okay. Yeah, because I have no idea what the fuck you're trying to say. Because I've never heard that one before.
Okay. All right. Just all right. Okay. So I'm gonna forward it to you now. So if you want, you can play it on the computers so you can get the, you know, so you, I can hear your live react on this.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm sending you a version of it.
Okay.
This is going to be a Family Guy. This is a Family Guy version.
Okay. Where are you sending it? Are you sending it on here?
The Facey Space.
On the Facey Space? I'm not on the Facey Space. Send it in the fucking chat. Send it in the chat, dude.
All right.
Okay, fine. Just copy and paste it into the chat. It's simple.
All right. I'll send this to you in the chat. Like, sending to you now. I have to copy the link. Wait, if I send it to you in the chat, will can you click the link or no?
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Taking me to YouTube. Let's see. Okay, so now, hold on. Okay.
Awkward silence. But let's just hear how Steven reacts.
Okay, so from what I see, it's the Peter Griffin one.
You gotta put it with sound, dude, so you can. You know.
Okay, I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna put the sound right now. Hold on. Okay, so let's see.
I'm just waiting to see how you react. I'm just kind of anticipating, like, stupid. Wow. Okay, I hear it now. Yeah, so so a lot of the memes from that are, like, let's say, so for example, if someone gets hit in the balls when they hurt themselves, they just cut to that cowboy scene. So if you look up the original, look up Screaming Cowboy meme, and you can find the original one.
Okay.
You can see, you know, where it comes from.
Interesting. Okay.
More than likely, yeah. So, like I said, my favorite thing now is just to see random videos of people putting up, like, random stuff and using that out of nowhere.
That's pretty fucking funny, though.
Yeah. But like I said, it's based off a real thing. Like, you know,
that's hilarious. I like it. I can dig it. I can dig it. All right. Yeah. So, let's get into some geek shit. Why don't we, huh? So one of the first things I want to touch on is basically something that kind of something that I've been thinking about for a while, and it's something that's kind of, you know, kind of not necessarily like irking me, but it's kind of one of those things that's like, do people really read comics as much as they do, as much as they're selling and shit? So I was looking on Newsarama the other day, and basically it's saying that there are way too many comic books, or way too many comic books for comic book stores to handle. Because there are, like, tons of fucking books that come out weekly. And one thing that they noticed, basically, was that in the last year, in 2019, there was 5,395 different comics that were released last year. So not only just like the big names, but also like tons of different, like, you know, the smaller companies, and then even the smaller independent companies, and even like a lot of solo things that have been coming out. And it's kind of getting to that point that, like, of course we know not too many people go to comic book shops anymore.
And not only it's not a cheap habit, dude.
No, it's not.
There was one point where I was trying to read like at least one book series, and it just, like, you know, it got to be a lot, dude.
Yeah. The average comic is from three to five bucks. The average comic.
Well, I will say this: the last comic that I bought. And this is, you know, it was Detective Comics 1000.
Mm-hmm.
And have you had a chance to check it out yet?
Mm-hmm.
But I do have it. And besides whatever other stuff that, like, I look at or whatever, I try to find it, you know, what is it? There was a site of, you know, that you could read, you know, issues online.
Right, yeah.
Raddies. But, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to shout it out. But yeah.
No, yeah, but I totally get it, because of course they're like we're getting to the point that, like, we're spending so much money on these things that we don't necessarily want to have around sometimes, because of course, like, we all know that the whole comic book industry at the moment is super fucking saturated. There's so much shit out right now that we don't know where to fucking start. So going out and fucking continuously buying more and more and more, when things is like, okay, yeah, I don't have that much more and more space for all this other shit.
Yeah. What is it? You have regular comics, you have fucking graphic novels, you have mangas, you know, you have all these things that, you know, that are coming out pretty much all the time. So, yeah, it's a lot, dude. And I can see, you know, space is limited. That's the reason why, like a lot of big shops will do is they'll have X amount, and then after something comes out, like, you know, they won't get like a second thing. It's like, whatever we got, we're gonna try to sell that.
That's what they do. They start to fucking window down whatever they have, because of course, like, they start selling shit at like super fucking cheap prices, because in the beginning, of course, the first week, they're basically getting their money's worth and fucking selling, you know, whatever things come out every week on Wednesdays, they make their money for it. And then after like 3-4 weeks, they're like, fuck it, I guess we're gonna fucking just price it all down. Because people eventually wind up buying it. But the thing is that, like, nowadays not many people do buy shit like that because, of course, like, a lot of the shit is online.
Yeah, and then the other thing is like, a lot of comic shops, what they also do is comic shops and collectibles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of shops, they have more space for collectibles than they do for actual comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of things now, it is the collectibles, right? And then not only just that, but like a lot of people are mostly like, being that, you know, comics is a huge thing in fucking pop culture right now. They'll look for just the specific comic books that are like, you know, like the first appearance of this person, or, you know, the first storyline for this thing and shit like that.
Actually, it seems from what I heard, it seems like whatever, what's more valuable at this point now is first appearances,
yeah,
of characters,
yeah,
versus like first issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like one of our homies here with the show, whatever, like in Mario, he's an avid comic book collector, right? But one thing he always winds up looking for that first appearance of whoever, whenever, you know, they have like a movie coming out or something. If he's like, oh, if I don't have it, I'm gonna look for it. Like he asked me the other day to look at a comic book shop over here, see if they had a specific issue of something. And of course,
no muscle guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, say no muscle guy. You know, go to Midtown Comics. Oh, that wait, come on, no, we can't shout out names. Go to insert comic shop name here.
But yeah, that's
there are like a good, there are a amount of shops around, you know, in Manhattan, and
yeah,
and there are a lot of like little shops here and there in the five boroughs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are plenty of comic shops everywhere. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, but the thing is that like there aren't really many people buying them. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
Because that's what winds up happening is that these comic book shops wind up running out of fucking space because there's barely people buying all this shit that's coming out. I would just hate to see the day that like they just get rid of all of them. That's what's gonna fucking suck.
But hopefully, I don't think that will ever happen. You're gonna always have hard issues. You know, the physical copies, like, because people still love, you know, comics regardless.
Right.
And I don't know about you, dude, but nothing ever beats, you know, actually holding the actual comic itself, turning the pages, and, you know, just appreciating the artwork, you know, in your face like that, versus looking at a screen.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. But the thing is that, like, being that we are looking at streams constantly, I think there was a proven article basically saying, or a proven experiment or whatever, basically saying that the more that we read stuff online, the lesser the ability to actually pick up an actual book and read things in a book form. Because as far as when it comes to reading, we aren't reading as much anymore. What we do read, we read it on our phones or on our tablets or on the TV or on the computer. And we aren't grasping all the information that we can as we read it, you know, in a book. And how we would used to back in the day, we would read stuff in a book and we would actually retain all the information. And then at this point now, a lot of people now just read it and just don't really think much about it.
What is this comic book you speak of?
Yeah, exactly. What are all these pretty pictures? Because we're always with our minds, we're always like going, go, 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 go. We're kind of trying to see what the fuck else is on a page. And then at the point, at some point, we're just like, yeah, fuck it. We don't care anymore. It's sad.
I'm not saying you don't care. I'm just saying that in the world that we live in now, that it's just more, you know, everything is electronic files or, you know, everything is, like I said, on the screen. So, you know, people are looking for more convenience than anything.
Yeah.
And it takes away from, you know, the point of, like, let's say, finding that book, collecting it, and then, you know, continuing on, like, you know, trying to research. Oh, they were, you know, they started from here.
Mm-hmm.
This essential issue is, you know, this this story you may like if you like this, you know, so-and-so character, right? Oh, they also teamed up with so-and-so person. Maybe you like this, you know, like...
Yep.
It gets, you know, it starts that adventure, which is the main thing of why, like, comics is, you know, it's a good thing. Because it's always, you know, you're introduced to this, like, new world, and you get to become enthralled by this whole thing, and you just, you know, it builds up fandom, it builds up appreciation, and sometimes, you know, it develops you into, like, it could be either a better person or a worse person, you know, who knows?
Yeah, hopefully not a serial killer.
I don't know, man. That'll make you a good Netflix series.
that kind of brings us.
It all started with the death of Superman.
Exactly. It rubbed him the wrong way.
Yeah. Why did they have to kill him? He's the Man of Steel. I don't understand why.
Exactly. Why is this even
happening? I can hear right now. I can hear right now in the background. Don't say that, buddy. Like, oh. All right, next topic.
So this brings us to the next topic, which is the Netflix. It's funny we're saying it as I'm saying it as Netflix right now, because
yeah, but we said it like that because we never wanted to always say the actual name itself. It's like saying instead of Twitter, we say the Twitters and the Instas.
Yeah, that's why we say the Facey Space instead of the other place.
Yeah. Well, the Facey Space was a story that we mentioned a long time ago that my old supervisor, my old job, you know, like for whatever reason, he kept mixing up the names. So it was the My Face.
Uh-huh.
the Facebook.
Yep.
Right? And then one time he was like, the Facey Space, like the Facey Space. That would suck.
That's my favorite one.
I told Steve, yeah, the Facey Space. And then, like, listen, you watch videos, he'll be your book.
Basically,
the U book.
The U book. Jesus.
The U book. Not to be confused with you, Paul. Oh, wait a minute. Let's not get there.
Yeah, no, let's not go there.
Maybe after the show.
So what I'm trying to get at is the Netflix is basically putting out the internationally, they have gotten the rights for the Studio Ghibli animated features or animated films, which is really fucking cool. Unfortunately, it's not in the U.S., but it's mostly for, like, Canada and Japan that they got the rights for. And these start in February. So for those that don't know, is Studio Ghibli is one of those huge anime companies that's put out, like, about, you know, they're trying to upload 21 of the Ghibli features, which is basically some of the best animes that's been out forever. And all like
I remember Studio Ghibli is the Japanese subsidiary, whatever Disney too. So,
oh yeah, that's right, it is. Yeah.
So that's why that's a big thing.
They've actually like these are like some of them are Academy Award winning fucking animes. So like things like fucking Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, the Kiki's Delivery Service, My Neighbor Totoro, and a bunch of
that
other.
That one that was actually my favorite. My Neighbor Totoro.
That's one of my favorites too. I fucking love that shit. Princess Mononoke is fucking dope too. Like I love that shit. But the fact that it's gonna be like on the streaming service and on the Netflix is starting in February. Unfortunately, not here. It's only gonna be in Canada and the Japan's.
Yeah.
But
they got Poutine. They got Ryan Reynolds. They got Universal Healthcare and now Studio Ghibli on their Netflix.
Yeah.
I want to go to Canada now.
Hell yeah. I want to see Totoro on fucking Netflix.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going there, Holder? What are you doing today? Oh, nothing. I think I'm about to watch Studio Ghibli movies. That's right. It's on the Netflix, eh?
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately for the viewers,
I gotta say the actual way, the Netflix.
But for the U.S., if you're interested in where the Ghibli stuff is coming to the U.S., is basically gonna be part of the Warner Media, so it's gonna be part of the HBO Max. So a bunch of their stuff is gonna wind up on HBO Max starting in the spring of this year. It's gonna be pretty cool. It's gonna be there at least. Some of it's gonna be there. So yeah, that's gonna be pretty dope. I'm excited for that shit. And then
eventually.
Yeah, hopefully it all winds up on the Netflix and
yeah.
That's all we gotta worry about.
Or when in doubt, fire stick it out.
Yeah, exactly. But before we fire stick it out, one of the streaming services that I actually do enjoy is the Hulus. And this week we got some news from the Hulus and from Marvel Television. Of course, you know, Marvel TV kind of went away for a little bit, but they re-released the Marvel shit, and it's gonna be on the Hulus, and we spoke about it a few months ago, that one of the shows that is going to be coming to the Hulu that's going to be part of, you know, their animated shit, their Marvel animated stuff, is going to be Marvel's MODOK, right? And they finally released the casting for this animated series, and it is pretty fucking dope. There's a lot of great names in this, and it's gonna be a super comedic fucking cast, which is great. So just gonna run down the names of the
people. Do they have the list? Yeah, do they have the names of people who are gonna
Yes, they do. So the titular role of MODOK is going to be played by Patton Oswalt. Which is fucking great.
You know what? I was gonna say, I like Patton Oswalt, so I'm kind of in for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for Patton Oswalt to be fucking MODOK, because MODOK is one of those weird ass characters, kind of like Krang. You remember Krang from fucking Ninja Turtles and shit. But from what I'm reading here, their blurb or whatever is basically MODOK is has long pursued his dream of one day conquering the world, but after years of setbacks and failure fighting the Earth's mightiest heroes, MODOK has run his evil organization AIM to the ground, and threw out a bunch of people, and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to try to figure some shit out. And it's kind of, he's kind of going through like a midlife crisis. So he's kind of like, he's being weird. He's being all like depressed and shit. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see,
you know,
a depressed as
this kind of reminds me of like Marvel's take on Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. And I'm pretty excited for this. So like I was saying, going back to the cast, MODOK is going to be Patton Oswalt. Then they have this girl named Jodie, who is going to be played by Amy Garcia. She's been in Lucifer as well as Dexter, and she's going to be playing MODOK's wife. It's going to be interesting. Ben Schwartz, who's another great comedic actor. He's actually, I think he's going to be the voice of Sonic, I think. But he's also been in House of Lies and Parks and Recreation. And he plays Lou, which is MODOK's 20-year-old son, which is pretty hilarious because he's like super not athletic and he's just like a super geek or whatever, which I'm kind of excited to see that shit, how that's going to plan out. Also, Melissa Fumero from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And she's playing a 17-year-old. It's going to be kind of interesting. They don't really say what else she does, but she's a... Let me see. She's basically... They compare it to, like, the Heathers. She's one of those type of girls. She's like a super teeny bopper, fucking like figure skater and shit. It's kind of interesting. the mother from fucking the Goldbergs is gonna be in it. What's her name? Wendy McClendon Covey. That's how you say it, right? Yeah. And she's gonna be playing Monica Rappaccini. I don't know how to fucking say his names because I'm stupid. But she's going to be playing a brilliant mad scientist at AIM. And she's MODOK's rival at work. It's going to be pretty interesting. Also, another character is going to be Beck Bennett from Saturday Night Live. He's going to be playing Austin Vandersleet, which is going to be pretty cool. Kind of like a... he just worked for AIM or whatever. John Daly, he's a super adaptoid. And Sam Richardson, which is another great comedic actor. So yeah, there's a lot of fucking cool people that are going to be fucking in this show. I'm very fucking excited for this.
And knowing them, more than likely, you know, because of the names that they have, they're going to probably have, like, you know, other big comedic names as well, like future episodes. So.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But for this to be the main cast for the show at the moment, it's fucking great. I'm super fucking excited for this shit because, like, I like everybody that's fucking announced on this. So seeing this fucking coming through... Very excited for this. Very excited for whenever this fucking show comes out because, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. another thing that came out of Marvel this week was basically, not necessarily straight from Marvel, but we kind of got some teasers. Not necessarily teasers, but I'm saying... behind the scenes shit that was basically taken by people on the street.
Yeah.
Which is shit that, you know, it's kind of shit that we enjoy. And we all know that there's they're filming shit for fucking Disney Plus. And that at the moment they're filming Falcon and Winter Soldier, right? So that's basically like continuing the whole story after Captain America goes away and he's like, yeah, no more Captain America, we're gonna do this, blah, blah, blah. So one of the characters that we now know is gonna be full-on thing on the show is gonna be fucking U.S. Agent, which is fucking cool because we haven't seen U.S. Agent. U.S. Agent is basically like kind of like a watered down version of fucking Captain America, but he's part of the new Invaders, which is pretty fucking cool in the comics, and very excited to see how this all pans out. And from what it looks like from the pictures, he is also rocking the Captain America shield. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be really cool. I kind of want to see this more. And from what it looks like, it's being played by Wyatt Russell. Don't know who he is. Don't know what he's done. I should be looking that up, right?
You should. I mean, you have the Tecumanology in front of your face.
Oh, yeah, I know this dude. He's been in a bunch of shit. He was actually, like, one of the things that I enjoyed him in recently was fucking, this one episode of, what's it called? The fucking, Black Mirror. That Black Mirror episode is the episode that's fucking, like, one of the craziest, fucking weirdest fucking episodes that I've seen. Which was the episode where he's a video game creator, and the video game they basically insert a chip in his brain, and the chip malfunctions, and he's basically in like a coma, but he's experiencing everything in the dream as a game, and it's fucking insane. It's a crazy fucking episode. You should watch it. Everybody should watch this fucking episode. But he's going to be a U.S. agent, which is going to be pretty cool. Very excited for that shit. From what it looks like, I'm looking on the thing on his IMDb right now, and it looks like he's on 6 of the episodes. So, fuck yeah. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for that
shit. I love your enthusiasm.
I am. I'm being super fucking excited about this shit.
No, I know, but I love your enthusiasm. Like, you know. The classic scene line, I can't wait.
I'm doing a little happy dance over here.
Are you flossing, my friend?
No flossing. I don't know how to do that shit.
I break my arms. Oh, my back! My ankle.
Yeah, basically. That should have fucked with me bad. and then I guess this leads into some more Disney Plus shit, which is kind of, you know, interesting, of course. I know you don't care, but I cares about the Star Wars shit. And
is this the introduction of a continuation of something?
Of what?
Is this a continuation of something that a lot of people have been waiting for? I think it's the final season of Clone Wars.
No, this is not the Clone Wars one. But that is another cool thing that they're planning on doing the final season of the Clone Wars season 7, which is continuing basically all the other shit and basically trying to finish off the entire thing, the rest of Clone Wars. But what I'm trying to talk about right now is actually Obi-Wan. Disney Plus was one of the first ones. Well, Obi-Wan was one of the first things that was announced to come that was coming to Disney Plus in the launch, and apparently they're saying that they're having issues with the script for Obi-Wan. But it happens, I guess. And from what they're saying, basically, is that the pre-production and everything is basically going to take a whole lot longer than expected. And
this is also the rumor that they were like showing pictures of him in, you know, in the costume, something like that. Like you can't tell if it was new or old or something like that.
Right. No, see, it's not even that. It's not even that, because they haven't even done pre-production for it. They're still writing shit for it. They haven't had any type of like, you know, beginnings of, you know, taking pictures around the place or seeing how everything works out or, you know, paying everything out and everything. They haven't done any of that. They're literally still, you know, in writing phase pretty much right now. And numerous outlets are basically saying that Obi-Wan is facing major rewrites that could affect the story and major and, you know, different issues or whatever throughout the entire thing. But according to what I'm reading right now, is basically saying that the main story is basically could be weird. Because Ewan McGregor said he read the entire thing and he said it's pretty fucking good. So he doesn't see why they should have these issues or if they are actually having any issues. He's like, I don't know why they're reporting this, why they're saying that this is actually something that's possibly having issues. But it's kind of interesting because it's like, what could possibly be going wrong? Why could they be taking so long to do anything? But it could also be the fact that, you know, Rise of Skywalker didn't do so well and Mandalorian did, and they just trying to, you know, find that, you know, that good
the middle ground, if you will.
Balance, yeah, exactly. That good balance to everything. So they're waiting for even longer to put this out. So apparently this was supposed to come out towards the end of this year, but now it's basically going to be coming out sometime in 2021. So even longer we have to wait, which kind of sucks. But I guess we just got to have some faith, right?
All you can do.
Yeah. But I'm kind of excited for it. I want to see this. I also, and like you were saying, Clone Wars. Clone Wars was something that hasn't been out for a while. And I think, when was the last time Clone Wars was around? Let me see, when was the last time Clone Wars? 2014 was the last season of Clone Wars.
Yeah, so, and I think they wanted to continue it because they felt like it was like they didn't finish it right. It's not like
they did it. They didn't, no, because they didn't finish it. They didn't finish it. It was technically kind of canceled. So the fact that they're actually
not. I think it was it that people kept saying that they wanted to continue it. They wanted to, like, you know, like fans wanted the for you know, for them to continue it. That,
yeah, because for
especially after what is it, the success of Mandalorian or whatever, they're probably like, you know, if you get something else Star Wars, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Well, it's not even just that; it's the fact that like they had two movies, which just because this was between the prequels and the. And Rogue One and all those and those and the you know the original stuff, but this was supposed to be a direct sequel to fucking to Revenge of the Sith, so it was gonna continue that, leading into you know this dude becoming Vader.
Okay.
So we never got to that point.
Now, did they tease it in the past? Because you're the one that watched it, so.
No, they
tease the whole thing.
They kind of tease it because he kind of was going towards the bad and everything, but they never really said anything towards that. Actually, no, this is actually before all that because this actually takes place in between the Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, actually, because my brain's all over the place right now. But yeah, it kind of balances everything and kind of makes sense to bring it back to actually finish it off to actually so that way by the time it gets to Revenge of the Sith, it's like, oh yeah, he's kind of going the wrong way. Because it's always been that fight with him of either, you know, staying good or, you know, going towards the dark side and everything. That's always been his issue. So seeing how everything pays out towards the end is going to be pretty interesting. And that's not coming out for by mid-year this year, supposedly. By the first half or whatever. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited to see that, too.
Yeah, so after the Mandalorian is sent them for their first season, you have something else to fall back on. Like, it's another Star Wars thing. Hopefully, you know, it has the success of Mandalorian.
Yeah. And the cool thing is that the person that's actually doing these, is the dude that was doing it before. It was Dave Filoni or whatever. He's gonna be.
All right, well, good. As long, I believe, if you at least have someone original, you know, from the original cast, you know, like be it out, you know, outside of the voices or whatever the hell. I always felt like that was always a plus. Like, at least if they continue something, you have the right people to continue it because, hey, they were part of the original, you know, staff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this actually, it starts on the 21st of February. So in less than a month, we'll be getting...
Yeah, after the week after Valentine's Day, that's when Steve goes, I get my Valentine from Disney Plus.
Basically, for real. But yeah,
I can see you, like around that time when it does come out, you're gonna have like, you know, people, oh hey Steve, we need help with this thing. Sorry, can't talk now. Why? Clone Wars.
Basically, for real. Yeah, but I'm excited for it, so we'll see what happens. Is there anything else you want to add to the show today?
Nah, I think we went through a lot, dude, and it was cool that at least in the beginning we got to just, you know, ramble as before, because I always love that whenever you and I get together, you know, even if we get on tangents, we always go back to it, you know, to, you know, the meat and potatoes of the podcast, if you will.
Of course, that's the best part about it, the fact that we can actually go back and still, you know, bring the news.
The best part of this podcast is when Steve and Alex talk.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. I'm Alex from Inner City Geeks, and I approve this message.
So, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.net. That's right.
Oh, that was the big thing that we should have mentioned in the beginning of the podcast.
I know, I should have mentioned it in the beginning, but fuck it. Yeah, so innercitygeeks.net. That's where we are now. We're no longer at innercitygeeks.com, innercitygeeks.net, because they had to change some things around. So,
yeah, we were having some issues with what is it?
Yeah, but not only just that, but the fact that we are kind of growing, are changing things around, possibly like getting more shows. Of course, you know, we have this show, we have fucking Turntable and, you know, all the other shows that we have on the network or whatever. This is kind of like the fact that I did the .net was because, you know, we are kind of a network. So I figured why not change it to...
Oh, so that was a driving force. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're becoming more professional.
Yeah, fucking more professional.
Top hats and monocles, motherfucker.
Motherfucking right. Pinkies up, motherfucker.
Yankees up. Fucking nut dumplings and all.
Motherfucking right. Yeah, so innercitygeeks.net is the place to go to now. As you will see, we also, well, as you heard earlier, we also have new intro music. So, yeah. It's going to be dope. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a whole new feel, a whole new sound, whole new everything. Well, not really a new sound. The same fucking sound that we've always had.
I want to just put it as this. I guess, you know, new year, new us, if you will, I don't know. Actually, it's like,
yeah, you kind of say that. Because one thing that I actually didn't mention in the beginning also is that, like, the fact that innercitygeeks.com has been around for 8 years. 8 years we've been doing random shit on initiatives.com. So,
within the eight years, a lot of stuff has happened. We had I would say it's like a family. You know, our family grew. We had a lot of people that put in a lot of stuff. And if this is the progression or whatever, then yeah, fucking right.
Yeah. It's a perfect progression because, of course, there's only forward from here. It's not going back. It's going forward.
Onward and upward.
Yeah, yeah.
So that sounds like the title for a porn.
Yeah, exactly. Chicka well, well.
And his head keeps starting.
Basically, for real. But yeah, so we're going to have pretty much everything that was on the old website on here. So everything that we've had before has been transferred over to innercitygeeks.net. So you'll be able to see everything that we've basically put out since the beginning, which was the first thing that I ever put out on the site was actually my review of 21 Jump Street. The latest 21 Jump Street with fucking Jonah Hill and fucking Channing Tatum.
That's right. That was the catalyst to everything.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, that was one of the first written reviews that I did on the site, because of course I had a Tumblr before. And I did a bunch of shit on there, but then I was like, fuck this Tumblr bullshit. And I decided to do the website. And that's where we are now. So I'm still working on getting that update, the website fixed and everything, making sure everything looks nice and pretty. It does look pretty good for now, but going back and going through all the previous posts and everything is already linked to all the shit that we had on the episodes, but linking everything and making sure everything looks nice.
Well, it's a slow progression, dude. You already know.
Yeah, no, I know. But yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. We are now innercitygeeks.net. So, yes. Check it all on there. Things that you will find on there, of course, is this show. We will also have Franny and her stuff. So, Franny the Fan.
Look out for what's popping. Yeah. What is it? It's popping.
It's popping with Franny the Fan Girl. Also, Bri2J Presents. And to touch on Bri2J Presents, he also started his own website as well, but he's still going to be doing our shit, but he also has Bri2JPresents.com, so you can check out his shit on there too. Yeah, so he has a bunch
of that. You see, everything is slowly growing.
Yes, exactly. We're slowly growing, slowly trying to, build some shit. Another thing that we have on the site, we also have, of course, like I mentioned earlier, we also have Turntable, which is the show with me and Charlie. Also, First Watch, which is a show with me and Renee, which should be coming out soon. We'll see. But that will be happening. Also, another show that we have on there is Shows with Mario, our homie Mario. Comics Was a World, Manga Time, Anime World. And I spoke to Mario earlier today, and he is on the verge of making new shit. So stay tuned for that. Not exactly sure which one he will be doing next, but those are in the works. Yes,
I'm gonna sell the services of Mario, whatever. Right now, you have an individual, ladies and gentlemen, that is a deep lover when it comes to all things geek. And, he's one of those that he wears his geek on his sleeve, literally. And he loves a lot of stuff, and he is very knowledgeable when it comes to set stuff. So, when you hear Mario speak on things, this is coming from a love of a true fan. And that right there, and when we all linked up, this was an individual that, from the get, was like a really good dude. So,
yeah,
if you ever get a chance, folks, do listen to his stuff.
Yeah, it's all really good shit. Like, a lot of his stuff is really good, really, really, really good.
It's funny because I'm gonna actually hang with him and one of the supporters of ICG, which is our assist Tan. So I'm gonna be hanging out with them next week.
Sweet, oh yeah, that's awesome. Oh yeah,
and it's funny because stuff that's gonna be brought up is gonna be stuff related to the site and everything like that too. So it's like, this is business, son. We're getting behind the scenes now.
Hell yeah. So make sure you check out all that shit on from Mario, Also, on the site, we have the Inner City Geeks webcomic. So make sure you look for that. That should be coming out soon, like we spoke earlier. Adam's going to be brainstorming some ideas, and then we're going to shoot some shit and see what comes out.
Hopefully it's gold.
Hopefully. I don't see why not. But
yeah, hopefully it's gold so we can pay off our debt. Yes.
Pretty much.
It's like, no, too hopeful. You got to be hopeful, goddammit.
Exactly. Yeah, so make sure you look out for that shit. And pretty much anything else that we have on the site. That's right. We also have Good Games on there. You can check out all previous episodes of Good Games. It's all on there. I think I may have put that all in the archive because I did a whole archive section. But I got to look back into it again. But check that
out. Okay. It's a slow process, dude. You know, don't bring yourself out, you know.
Trust me, I'm not. I got a lot of shit going on. But yeah, make sure you do all that shit. Check out innercitygeeks.net. Also,
you keep wanting to say .com, right?
I do want to say it, but I'm kind of like, I'm getting better at it, not saying it.
No, I know. It, like, within time, it'll roll off the tongue. Like, have you been doing the outro anyway? So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was like, don't worry, I'm here to guide you, brother. You got this. Thumbs up. Great times. Whoa, we were.
So one of the things you could do while you're on InterstingGeeks.com, we have had on InterstingGeeks.com. See, I just fucked up. Now that we have on InterstingGeeks.net, but we have links to all of our, and we used to say sponsors, but they're actually affiliates. So it's our affiliates for Amazon. So you got Amazon right there. You can buy whatever the fuck you want on there. But the one thing that we would like you to do is go purchase some fucking Amazon Primes, because Amazon Prime is some pretty, it's a really good fucking service. Of course, you get free shipping, free delivery,
you get the streaming network too.
The who network?
The streaming service too.
Yes, their streaming service, which is Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime Video, also Amazon Prime Music. There's tons of shit you can get on there. It's really fucking cool. Also, one service that I did notice as well that they have, I think they have a new fucking a food delivery service.
Yeah, Amazon's trying to do everything, man.
Yeah, they're doing everything. So
slowly taking over the world.
Yo, for real. Dude.
One drone at a time.
Yeah, exactly. But
Or remember, when you're at innercitygeeks.net, folks, you click that link and you can get a trial of a free month of Amazon Prime. And as Steve would say, who wouldn't like to try Amazon Prime for freezies?
Yeah. Because if it's free, it's, you know, it's pretty dope, right?
If it's free, it's for me. Yay!
It's definitely for me. I know that shit. So check that out. Also on InterstingGeeks.net, you will find a link to Beard Octane, which is a place that sells a lot of cool beard shit. So you got beard balms, beard oils, beard butters, scissors to cut out your shit. Make your shit look nice and pretty. But so while you're at checkout, you can type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. So do that. Get your beard on, man. They got some cool shit. Yeah, it's for everybody. And it's not only just for beards. You can also use it for your skin, too, because your skin is a fucking... Your skin is your... It's the one place that fucking makes everything so awesome. You need your skin, right? You can't live without your fucking skin. It's not cool.
And if you can't, you're immune.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Another thing you have on InterCityGeeks.com, we have a link to InterCityGeeks.net. God damn it. motherfucker.
See, it's gonna keep happening for. I think it's gonna be like the first few weeks that we gotta like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna kill me. It's gonna kill me.
You know, it's kind of funny. Like maybe you should just like as a joke, like when you keep saying .com, you just like when you edit over .net.
We also have So Sick Clothing Company. So Sick Clothing Company is a dope ass fucking company that sells fucking dope ass fucking shirts and hoodies and crew necks and hats. And they have a bunch of cool fucking gaming shit now, like tons of shit on there. So at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks, all one word, Inner City Geeks, and you will get 15 motherfucking percent off of the entire store. So make sure you do that. And go buy your shit, because they're fucking dope. They got some cool shit. And there's a lot of cool, comfortable shit. That's the important part, is the comfortability. It's because you don't want to get shitty shit.
I was going to say, joking around, Steve is not just a supporter. He's also a client.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, pretty much everything that we're talking about right now, I am a supporter of. So, yeah. Including.
They support us. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Including Kushly.com, which is the last link that we have on there. And it's basically a place that sells CBD, organic CBD stuff. So that helps you help yourself. Just because, of course, it's things that you want to have that are going to make you feel better, going to make you do better, going to make you, perform at your peak. So.
Things to help you out whenever you're down and out or otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. It's dope. It's good shit. They have the topical creams. They have tinctures as well as fucking oils and gummies. Tons of different things. Tons of different pieces of things that include all the CBD stuff, which is all, hemp, made from hemp, of course. Non-psychoactive. Everything is basically shit that you can do all the time because it won't get you high. And you won't get any type of issues as far as like if you gotta fucking take a drug test or anything like that. None of that shit shows up. So make sure you get that shit. It's cool shit. And at checkout, don't type in anything. Click on that link. It'll take you all the way to the site and then you can click on to buy shit and then fucking we get 50% off of there too. So do that. Places to find the show. You can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on my favorite places, Spotify. So make sure you check us out on all of those.
You know, I got a cousin for you to sing motherfucking Spotify. I kind of missed that.
Yeah, I like saying motherfucking Spotify, actually.
So there you go. Now I feel complete.
It's not an episode without motherfucking Spotify, right?
And a motherfucking Spotify.
You can find us on the social networks as well. You can find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On the Twitters at innercitygeeks, on the Grooms at innercitygeeks. All one word on all of them. Where can we find you, Alex?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram, or I'm sorry, on the Instas, you once would say it.
On the IGs.
Yeah, on the IGs.
Uh-huh.
At Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D.
Yep.
And where can you find you, sir?
We can find me on the Twitters at Mr. Jackal and on the and on the Grams. And Mr. Jackal as well, MISDERJACKAL on both of them. So it's pretty simple. So yeah, that pretty much wraps it up for this fucking week. But before we go, Alex, say your goodbye. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place right now.
It's fine, dude. I'm loving this. I'm loving that, like, you know, like everything new, everything things. So we're just trying to, like, it's pretty
trying to get everything thing. Situated.
Yeah. We are. And I'm just having fun with it. Like, it's, I said it before and I'll say it again. It's always fun conversing with you, brother. And just like, because of this whole new change, it's just like, we're trying to, like, you know, we got this. And then we fuck up, like, fuck it. We'll do it again next week. So basically. Until next time, folks.
Yeah, so, like I always do every single fucking episode, and as I mentioned earlier, this week's song is from a band that's been around for years. They've been around since about 2007, and they've put out about 8 albums or so, and they're pretty fucking good. So the band I'm talking about is In This Moment, and they have a new song out that's going to be on their new album called Mother that comes out in March, I believe. And the song that I'm talking about is called The In Between. And it's a great fucking song. It's a great fucking song. It's heavy, melodic, really fucking cool, really good shit. That's basically, it shows their... that she can really fucking sing. She's a good fucking singer. She has a great band behind them. And it's fucking dope. So check that shit out. And thank you guys for listening. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you guys.
We have listening. As much fun doing it as, you know, as hopefully you have much fun listening to us just ramble on random bullshit.
Yo, for real. For real. don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Always thoughts, motherfucker.
Mother said that I was holy. My father said that I would burn. My mother said I was an angel. My father said that I would turn. So I believed these words and I turned on myself. Cause maybe he's right, maybe I'm worthless. Or maybe he's wrong and my mother was right. I got a killer in me to give me purpose. I can feel